Future. It's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. We're going to start with a big band, but I'm not going to tell you the name until after we've heard it. Will you recognise it? Probably not, but you will enjoy it. Duke Ellington's Cottontail has been played by almost every big band since 1940, and many a smaller group, and trios and soloists. So who's this? The recording date is December 92. That narrows it down quite a lot. The recording venue is Maida Vale, and that really narrows it down. It's the BBC Big Band. It's a 19-piecer under the direction of Barry Forgy. The band was just back from a tour of the US playing to full houses, and the band had also completed a recent tour of Scotland with two well-known singers, and that's what they decided to take into the recording studio. Here's an example of a vocal. Most of the album is of vocals. I'll be annoying again, and this time not tell you the name of the singer. Answers on a postcard, please.
There's someone waiting there who makes it seem like heaven up in Harlem. I don't need your Dixie. You can keep your Dixie. There's nowhere down in Dixie who can take me away from my heart, Harlem. Harlem has those southern skies. They're in my sky. And if Harlem moved to China,
Sorry, something I forgot to tell you about the first song, Cottontail. The soloist was tenor man Ian Dixon. As a small observation, all the members of the BBC Big Band are male. There are two singers, male Georgie Fame and female Madeline Bell. And this time I'll single out the three members of the brass section, all muted. Nigel Carter and Bill Turner, trumpets, and Eddie Lorkin, trombone. And of course, we heard Ellington's Drop Me Off in Harlem. New Jersey-born Madeline Bell has spent almost all her musical career in the UK. She sang, if you remember, with Dusty Springfield, and was in that hit-making group Blue Mink, but is now a highly respected jazz singer. She was at Ronnie Scott's 2 weeks ago, but I missed her. Let's stay with the Brits for this next one. Maida Vale to West Sussex. We know how to travel. Recorded end 2013 and a bit of 2014. That was the Frank Harrison Trio. Frank piano, Dave Whitford bass and Enzo Zerilli on drums. That was the traditional song, The Recruited Collier. It has odd lyrics. They refer, obviously, to a collier joining the army. If you ever get the chance, please listen to the lyrics via folk singer Kate Rushby's version. Here's a mere snippet of that, as it's obviously not jazz.
With you, my lass, where's your dashing chimney? Them soldier boys have picked him up and taken him far from me. Last dragon to the gallows. The very sight of his cockade set to all the crying, and me I nearly fainted twice. I thought that I was dying. My father said he'd pay the smart and he'd run for the golden gate.
Yes, a mere snippers. Kate Rushby in 2002 in Yorkshire on her album 10. If you enjoy folk music, you'll love that album. It was merely an interlude and a short one. Back to the real thing.
Thank you.
So, did you recognise Victor Young Eddie Heywood's 1945 compo Love Letters? It first appeared in the film of the same name, but without Heywood's lyrics, and it got nominated for an Oscar that year. It's been a hit many, many times, but notably for those of us of a certain age, it's Ketty Lester's 62 version we remember most. This December 56 New York recording is the Lenny Hambro Quintet, Hambro on alto. His entire output as a leader fits onto this newly released Fresh Sound double CD, 53 to 57. It's a great album, but as a sideman, he's on over 100 albums. Eddie Costa was on piano, Barry Galbraith guitar, Arnold Fishkin bass, Gus Johnson drums. Fresh Sounds is a Spanish label based out of Barcelona, and they have a fabulous catalogue of often little-remembered jazzers, and they unearth all of their recordings. Worth looking them up. From New York to Hoxton. Live at the Bass Clef Jazz Club in Hoxton in the East End of London. That part of London is now trendy. Back when bassist Peter Ind opened the club, it wasn't. In the evening, it would be the only lit building for miles around, and the club sadly folded. Pianist Duke Jordan is the big name in the trio, but Peter Ind gets most of the solo work. Mark Taylor drums. Recorded September 1990. The club eventually closed in 94. That was the Johnny Green classic, Body and Soul. Ellington time. Hold on. We'll be right back. Ellington's compo Get With Itness, that was part of his Goutelard suite. Ellington had performed at the 13th century French Chateau Goutelard in Feb 66, and the occasion had moved him very deeply. This was recorded April 71. Ellington did make a live recording of parts of the suite 6 months later, and then, of course, it all vanished back into the dirty old chest of forgotten songs. Even though this is 71, many of the big names are still in the band. Cootie Williams, Paul Gonzalez, Booty Wood, Harry Carney. Here's another, much earlier Ellington compo, co-written in this instance.
Thank you.
Caravan, written in 36 by Ellington and his valve trombonist, Juan Tisol, probably more Tisol than Ellington. The Duke's manager, Irving Mills, shared co-writing credits for creating some lyrics that are seldom heard. Caravan has become a standard. Here in Tokyo, October-November 83, it's on a Denon album entitled NY Sophisticate, a tribute to Duke Ellington. It's the pompously titled The Great Jazz Trio, led by the anything but pompous Hank Jones, one of our all-time fave pianists, with Eddie Gomez bass and Jimmy Cobb drums. Indeed, it is a great jazz trio. Plus the strings quartet, two violins, one viola and a cello player, and they also needed a conductor. And next, it's time to get in the soul-funk groove. From a prestige LP called The Soulful Drums of Joe Jukes with the Brother Jack McDuff Quartet. Little misleading as Joe Jukes is actually a member of the quartet, so it's four musos in total, not five. This is one of the best Jack McDuff lineups. McDuff Hammond organ, Red Holloway tenor, George Benson guitar and, of course, Joe Jukes drums. They were together as a unit from mid-63 until early 66, and Joe Jukes had been with McDuff since 61. Jukes, although nominally the leader, is the least well-known of the quartet. Benson went on to be a popish superstar, and Jack and Red leaders of their own groups. Prestige gave each member of the quartet their shot at being the leader. That was a McDuff-Jukes compo, Moaning Bench. There's another on this LP called Greasy Drums, which conjures up, well, not really sure what it conjures up. We've had the great jazz trio a bit earlier. Here's Super Duo. Thank you. was from a Japanese LP called Sunrise Sunset, recorded in Tokyo, September 79. The super duo is Sir Roland Hanna piano, George Mraz bass. Sir Roland Hanna had been knighted by the Liberian government in 1970. And that was When You Wish Upon a Star, from Walt Disney's 1940 adaptation of Pinocchio. In the film, it was sung by Cliff Edwards in the character of Jiminy Cricket, now that you ask. Guitar time. Another Prestige LP, my fave label. The LP is called El Hombre by guitarist Pat Martino, This was Martino's first recording as a leader. He'd previously recorded with mainly organists, Brother Jack McDuff, yet again, Don Patterson, Groove Holmes. I chose this song, Cisco, as it featured the longest guitar solo on the album. Martino, who wrote the song, was a 22-year-old at the time of this recording. Trudy Pitts was on the Hammond, Danny Turner flute, and an excellent percussion section of Mitch Fine drums, Abdu Johnson conga, Vance Anderson bongos. Recorded May 67. What does the name Cisco conjure up for you? No, not networks, but the Lone Ranger. I've mentioned before that there aren't many jazz versions of Hair. Here's one. Good Morning, Starshine, from Hair. It's called A Jazz Excursion into Hair. Quote the liner notes. Hair, flowing, fuzzy, knotted, streaming, shoulder length. Rebellion. Rebellion from crop-headed accountants, from balding insurance men, from wrinkling elders. Whoa, 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 whoa. Enough of that, thank you. Goodness, these young people nowadays. Nowadays being 1969, when even I was young. Trumpeter Bobby Bryant leads the big band on this Pacific Jazz LP. It's a 15-piecer. I'll just give you a smattering of the names. Bud Shank, Bob Brookmeyer, Ernie Watts. Shorty Rogers did the arrangements. Here's something from that other Phineas Newborn Jr. LP I bought just the other week. Nope, no prizes for recognising Bye Bye Birdie. Fantastic bass intro by the legendary Ray Brown. Marvin Smitty Smith on drums and Phineas Newborn Jr. piano. We talked about Phineas just last week, so I'll just tell you that was recorded in LA, September 86. Thank you. There's a label, Gearbox, which produces high-quality vinyl records from a studio near King's Cross here in London, often expensive limited edition records. And that was one such, and it was the title song Square One. The leader and also the songwriter is tenor man Simon Spillett, John Critchison on piano, two sons of jazz, Alec Dankworth bass and Clark Tracy drums, the best of British, recorded late 2012. And to close our show, a jazzy, folky vocal by Morgana King from her LP Folk Songs a la King, with Chuck Wayne guitar, Ernie Furtado on bass, recorded October 58. Oh dear, what can the matter be?
Oh dear, what can the matter be? Oh dear, what can the matter be? Oh dear, what can the matter be? Johnny, so long at the fair, he promised to buy me a trinket to please me, and then for a smile he promised to tease me, he promised to bring me a bunch of blue ribbons to tie up my bonny brown hair. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Oh dear, what can the matter be? Oh dear, what can the matter be? Johnny is so long at the fair. He promised to buy me a basket of posies, a garland of lilies, a gift of red roses, a little straw hat to set off the blue ribbons that tie up my bonny brown hair. That tie up my bonny brown hair.
As always, I really hope you've enjoyed this week's show. Equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.